and I go 24 hours.
Blog,
I mean,
talk
7 days
radio.
A week. No, I got it plugged in now. Augusta, Georgia, live on site at the event, and we are live. I can't do anything about this. I gotta get that off of there. I'm gonna do it. Time out here tonight. We've got crowds already coming out. Folks who want to see their folks are hanging out with folks. We got BK Barbecue cooking it up big. He's got the smoke ring and the Lang Barbecue smoker burning huge. I mean, we are jet styling and limousine riding all down through the middle of Augusta. We're on 555 Reynolds Street in the center of town, folks. And we're going to start on this end, and we're going to walk all the way up, try to interview as many people as we can. Southern Barbecue Network tonight, folks. And what better what better person to start the show off with than Seth Wateri? Seth Wateri is pretty much the organizer, and may as well be the president, and man, he does it all for Southern Barbecue Network. And we had him on live television here earlier, and how are we doing tonight, Seth?
Hey, we're doing great, Daryl. Welcome to beautiful downtown Augusta Wine and Swine 2013. This is a blast.
Man, I'll tell you, I've had a great time already. We got BK Barbecue, Lang Barbecue Smokers, got the fire pit going, got their grills cranked up, and then we got Killer Bees over here, got all their stuff cranked up. And Seth, it's going to be a good year for the Southern Barbecue Network. And tell us a little bit about those changes. I was so enthused today. Now, if you're a barbecue cook out there today, you're going to like what this man's about to say. So you need to get your ears perked up, tell your friends to call in, because everybody's going to hear what he's got to say.
Well, this year, for the year 2013, Southern Barbecue Network is expanding the horizon on meat categories. Starting next month, with the training class to be held in Somerville on the 9th of March, we are introducing beef brisket and just pure beef as a category for Southern Barbecue Network. We're opening up the entire beef line.
Now, let me help you understand this. In the beef line, you can cook anything that is presently beef for turn-in in the Southern Barbecue Network. Let me reiterate that. You don't have to buy that difficult brisket. You can buy what? What can you buy, Seth?
Think of it this way. Any part of that cow that is not considered hamburger can be used as a category by event organizers so that they can open up the cooking field. As an example, ribeye, T-bone, cowboy steak, sirloin, chuck roast. I mean, these are affordable cuts of meat. These are certainly something that every cook has expertise in, but we'll find out how good their expertise is.
Ooh, so we're talking about flank steak, back steak, front steak, chuck steak, sirloin steak, top round. Baby, it don't matter. As long as it grows on a cow, beef ribs, short ribs, long ribs. As long as the cow got some ribs, you can cook it in SBN and turn it in.
If the event organizer wants that cut, we will judge it.
Wow. Now, folks, now look. Now, that's what I'm talking about, number one. But you opening up the whole venue, the whole. So, look, you know, instead of everybody trying to cook chicken thighs and the same Boston butt and the same ribs and the same brisket, the same four things, and trying to somehow inject, cover, break down, make it into something that ain't, we can extend it out. You mean as a barbecue judge, I could actually eat some ribeyes as a barbecue judge?
Why not?
Woo! Oh, okay. That's not where it is, folks. Now, wait. Oh, hold the phone. Now, don't leave yet, because there's another big change, folks. And I'm going to tell you something. He blew my mind with this one. And you know what, folks? Really, barbecue competition is about making the best meat. It ain't about running for the clock. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things that many organizations do is they create a window that you can turn your meat in or your competition sample in. Southern Barbecue has that window. It's a 10-minute window, 5 minutes before, 5 minutes after the hour. However, if you are a second or two late, if you're 30 seconds late getting to that turn-in table, guess what? We'll accept it.
Well, we'll go.
And the reason is, we are a meat judging organization. We're not judging how well you run, how well you tell what time it is. We want to find out how good of a cook you are, what you can do for that piece of meat.
So, to put it another way, folks, they ain't worried about how well you can run. They're worried about how good the meat actually tastes. And we're not talking about lettuce in the box. We're not talking about putting cucumbers or any of that kind of green stuff in there. We are talking about putting chuck wagon steak that's been injected, that's been rubbed, that's been cooked, hell yeah. And I'm talking about laying it out and playing it out. And, you know, Southern Barbecue Network ain't playing. And how can somebody go ahead and get a hold of Southern Barbecue Network and get in a whole different stratosphere?
We're very easy to get a hold of. Go out to the internet, www.sbbqn.com, and it takes you right to our website.
Well, folks, I'm going to tell you, I could have swore I heard a little, and a white light and a halo just came all the way across behind his head up in the sunlight, and I believe I see old man Mike Mills up there in heaven right now, because, buddy, Southern Barbecue Network has changed the whole equation. You know, it was M equals MC squared, E equals MC squared, something like that. Now, it's SBN equals hell yeah. So, look, you got a contest out there, don't play around no more. Hey, get with Southern Barbecue Network. Now, what states are you willing to operate in?
We're willing to operate in just about any state logistically that we can support. Right now, that's North and South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. But that's not to say that we wouldn't go into Tennessee and Alabama if we could develop the infrastructure there of people that want to become event reps and judges.
Now, if you're tired of eating the same thigh and the same rib, and it's not saying it's bad, if you're tired of eating the same one with the same rub and with the same butter on it, and you want to start eating steak at the contest, you better get with Southern Barbecue Network. And Seth, we want to wish you all a lot of luck this year. And, man, we're going to be supporting Southern Barbecue Network. And, Seth, is there anything you want to say to the cook teams right quick?
Have a good time tonight. This is a fun thing to do.
It is.
This is a family event out here. So all the cooks out here, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, I got a hell yeah from the professor. I'm going to have to move on that one. Thanks a lot, Seth, and it's good talking to you and everything. And now we're going to step over here, a little more family fun over here, and hell yeah. Oh, Lord, someone else started hell yeah. You know it's going to get rough out here tonight. A lot of hell yeahs and everything. Now, we got a family crew over here. They believe in Georgia Southern University, and I believe I've seen a little Georgia Bulldog on the top of their plate. And now we got live television, we got live radio too. It's only a 1 hour program, but we wanted to come over here and just say hey to you because we know you had a homemade pit. Now, folks, you know, if you went to the live feed that we're doing earlier today, we got a picture of this beautiful cooker. And I noticed, you know, there's a half semi circle in there. I couldn't really tell what that was. What was that?
That's the Georgia logo.
Georgia. As in the Bulldogs?
Go Dogs.
Oh, Lord. Now, y'all was really just one game away from winning the national championship this year. It happened somewhere, like, down around South Carolina somewhere.
Oh, Heartbreak City. Good gracious.
Well, how do you feel about playing them Gamecocks this year? Now, y'all got better this year, didn't you?
We absolutely did, and we better next year. You watch us.
Y'all got some, like, top recruits. You got Mr. Football in South Carolina.
We did. We're excited about next year. Can't wait for the season to start.
Man, well, it looks like you got your son out here, a lot of your family and everything. And what does Friday night at the barbecue competition mean to you?
Oh, gosh, just look around. All the families, all the people here, smoke in the air. It just smells like barbecue to me.
Man, it's wonderful, man. And what's your name, buddy?
My name's Jeff Gunnell.
Okay, now you're the son now. Now, when it comes tomorrow, you know, and you get your Boston butts and your ribs together, which one of you does what?
Well, we all kind of work together. We all just watch the meat and keep the fire lit, and hope we win.
Man, now, we got moms and the wife out here, and everybody's taking just a little drink and having a good time. And you know, could you have this kind of family fun and togetherness and hanging out anywhere but a barbecue contest?
Absolutely not. And I want to reiterate, this is a neighborhood thing. This is our Woodbridge neighborhood in Augusta, Georgia, Athens, Georgia, actually. And we all grew up there, so we all came together tonight to have a good time.
Man, I tell you now, folks, take it from this young man right here and his son. You need to start competing in barbecue. It ain't about who wins tomorrow at 4 o'clock. You know, it would be nice to win, you know, but you got some sharks back there that do it 40 times a year. But, you know, it's just nice to come out here, hang out, have a good time, you know, have you a few adult beverages, hang out with your family. And have you and your son discussed any important issues while you've been out here tonight?
Not a one.
There you go. So there you have it. Thanks. Good luck tomorrow and everything.
Thank
and,
you so much.
And thanks for being on Barbecue okay. Superstars
Thank
Radio.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to move on now. We've got some other fellas over here. Oh, Lord, they got the camp rolling over here. Now, they got the – now, you know, folks, if you was tailgating, this would be the ultimate hell yeah in the whole world. They got the Brickman Smoking Grill. They got the char griller over here, half gas, half charcoal. They got the offset lighting up. And then, if you can imagine this, they got the fire ring over here. We got a stack of wood on the left, two layback recliners in the middle. I'm telling you what, now, what time tonight do you think the party at this side will be slowing down?
I have no idea.
Y'all gonna bring in
we're
the
going,
sunlight.
We're going hard all night. Sure.
Now, I believe we got us an Ohio State Buckeye here. And, you know, if you just weren't on probation, y'all would have won it all this year, wouldn't you?
We should have.
You should have.
Yeah, we could have.
Are you excited about having Myers there next year, or are you off probation next year?
We're off probation, man.
Oh, no.
Myers, we're going to be a mean team next year.
Well, Alabama better look out to everybody else in the country. And, man, you beat some big names this past year. I know you beat Michigan, and I don't know. Who all did you beat, man?
We beat everybody. We beat Michigan. We beat Penn State. We beat Wisconsin.
Michigan
Florida
State?
Florida State.
Ooh, oh, that's ugly. You know, now, Florida State was playing Clemson and got way behind and came back in the fourth quarter and scored like 50 points and won the game. But Ohio State didn't play that. They just went in there and just wiped them out.
We whomped them.
Man. Well, do you have a lot of returning players? I mean, you set up pretty good?
Yeah, we got our good O-line coming back, Terrell Pryor coming back. So we're set.
Well, would you like to make a shout-out? Because now you're a competition barbecue cook and a tailgater and a football guy. Would you like to make a shout-out to all the tailgaters and competition cooks out there?
Absolutely. Go Bucks.
Whoa, you heard that right here. Now, the party's going to start it over here, and I'm going to do a big 1-2-3 if y'all work with me a little bit. And let's say a big old hell yeah. Would y'all be willing to do that?
Let's do it.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Hell yeah.
Woo, uh-oh, probably nice thing got started right. Uh-oh, man, I'll tell you, you got people over here, people over there. Now, we're going to step right on over here. And there's a young man over here named, Eugene. He's the Backwoods Smokers. And he got himself, now check it. He got himself a $34,000 competition trailer. It's 34 foot long. It's got a Lang toy on the back, which means it's got a 36-inch direct grill, hooked to a 48-inch offset smoker. That's his primary grill. He's got a place to work his meat, place to sleep. I'm talking about, folks, this is a facility. This is not just a trailer. This is a moving facility. And now we don't want to give away all his secrets on live radio, but we do want to come in here with Eugene. And now wait a minute. That's New York Strips, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, this guy got New York strip all across here with what?
Filet mignon,
bacon, and, hey, where's the Budweiser at?
We're going to have potatoes, salad.
God. Now, we was just talking to Seth Terry, and I want to get y'all's take because y'all big Southern Barbecue Network cook. That's going to be a category. Did you hear?
Nope.
Yeah.
Didn't hear nothing about it.
Now, they got ribs and butts. I just got off the radio, which I put it on the live television. They're going to go to having any beef, period, that you want to cook in a beef category.
Oh, okay.
So you no longer have just to cook brisket.
It's a beef.
Anything that's beef.
So
like,
if you want to do a whole ribeye, get down on it.
Ribeye, now New York strip, yeah. T-bone.
A whole ribeye.
Chuck steak, top round, flank steak. I'm talking about any beef you want.
A whole ribeye beat any of them.
I was dating this old gal one time. She had some big old beef.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I would comment on that. I'm afraid his wife might lift her tail over here. I don't know when they're going to start that.
They ain't got no big old beef. She's just right. She's making whales.
Thank you, Wesley. He tells me I'm fat all the time.
Now, Dean,
you made your way on, baby.
Tell us a little bit about your trailer now. You got this big monster trailer now. It's beautiful. It's all stainless steel on the inside. Did you get it from Southern Goose Smokers?
I got it Freedom Trailer down in Southern Georgia.
Okay.
Ordered it about 10 weeks ago. I had it about 3 weeks now. Since our first weekend cooking, ain't it?
First weekend.
Hopefully we're going to wear it out this weekend.
Now, in the front, you've got a living quarters, and then you come back, you've got a cooking quarters, which is substantial. And then you've got your Lang toy there. And tell us what made you go with a Lang toy.
I was cooking on some water smokers and just trying different things, and got hooked up with Ben a little bit, cooking on some of them Langs. And I used to cook, low and slow, but I like to cook hot and fast now, so I can throw it on there and, smoke me some butts in four and a half, 5 hours.
Man, I tell you, now he's got a beautiful rig, folks, and as far as barbecue competition, it's not too far from going from the house, because you got a place to stay and you got the kids. And so I got to ask, for your wife's sake, are you planning on doing 52 this year?
We've done 13 last year. We're shooting for 30 this year.
Y'all going to do 30?
Shooting for 30.
So how many KCBS versus SBN versus?
We're going to do them all.
Oh, yeah.
We're actually going to Buford next weekend. That's the South Carolina Barbecue Association. We're going to Columbia next month.
Yeah, for the Commissioner Cup.
Yeah, so we signed up for that. Greenwood, that's KCBS. I signed up for the Sam's Club, North Charleston. So we got a few out there. We're just trying to get at it.
Now, Gene, what's your last name?
Culberson.
Gene Culberson. I should have knew that. I knew that 20 times. Folks, be looking for him on the competition trail. Now, he's going to end up making a big name for himself. He's done got the tools. He's got the mechanics. He's got the cooker. And, I was pushing these gravity-fed cookers a lot, and I'll admit something right now. I went down to a certain super cook down in Florida, and he said that he had to back off those gravity flows for doing his brisket. He had to go back to an offset because them offsets, now, don't quote me on this, everybody, but they drive the smoke into the meat better when it's brisket. So,
it gives it some good burning in.
It does, don't it? And, chicken, it does good on chicken and Boston butts, too. It's good, man. And, old Ben's got a great product. And the good thing about a Lang is it doesn't cost as much as a Jambo.
No.
And Jambo's $25,000. He ain't really got nothing over maybe six or eight, right?
That's exactly right.
I'm talking about mega cookers, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can cook whole hogs, especially on his 84, and he's got 108. It's just how big you want to go.
You got a 62, don't you?
Got a 60 Deluxe, and I got this 48. With the char grill, this is a hybrid. I just like them.
Man, that sounds good. Well, Gene,
appreciate it.
Yeah, wish you a lot of luck this weekend. And
come back tomorrow and help me take my trophy in.
He's great. Hey, he might win. That ain't no joke. But
come back in about an hour and eat a damn filet mignon.
Hey, now I notice you're using Semperforce gloves, folks. We found out trying to cook on our own cooking show on television, you need good gloves. And what made you go with Semperforce?
They're just heavy duty. I got double X for my hands, and every time I try to get a cheaper one, they just tear every time you put them on. But they're a little bit higher, but they're heavy duty, and of course, I don't like no mess on my hand.
Right. And I tell you what, salmonella, shigella, all these different botulinum, that there will take that out of the equation. And okay, we're going to stop harassing. We sure enjoyed
it.
Man, I tell you what, Gene Culberson got the
down.
He got it going on down in here. Y'all look out for him. He got the Cadillac. He got the high rack. This boy is cooking in downtown Augusta. He's cooking it up over in here. Lang Barbecue Smokers. I got to give Ben Lang a lot of credit. He did take me to Las Vegas, and he introduced me to John Marcus, and he's a good guy. Shoot by you, Lang. And now we're going to step over here, Main Street Barbecue, Stump Barbecue Smokers. How y'all doing, fellas?
Good. How about yourself?
All right. I'm Darryl from Barbecue Superstar. We've got a little live television going over there. We've got live radio tonight. And now, folks, when I come into the event, there's this huge trailer. Now, Gene's got a big trailer. This thing here took up the whole end of the parking lot down here, and I was like, these boys got it going on. And they got him a big old stump smoker on the back of it, and he's got about, what is that, about 40 feet? How many foot is that thing?
How many foot was that?
33 foot. Okay. Y'all ain't playing around.
What kind of cooking do you usually do on Main Street Barbecue? Do you have a restaurant and everything?
Not a restaurant. Just
competition. Okay. Yeah. Do you usually do NBN, SBN? What kind of competition do you usually do?
Mainly NBN.
NBN.
This first SEBA. So.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
For the best.
I'm kind of surprised you ain't got shoulders down there, but they supplied your meat, didn't they?
Right, right. This time, yeah.
What type of NBM cook are you primarily?
We do whole shoulder, ribs, and that's, in their three categories, whole hog, but we just stick with the shoulders and the ribs.
Okay. Well, I know everybody knows it. I want to go ahead and put it on the radio. I knew as soon as I seen the mustard you were an NBM cook. And when you put mustard on it, is that more of a binding agent, or is that something you use for a background flavor?
It just helps break down the fibers of the meat, and gives it moisture and tenderness is what we're looking for in the finished product.
So instead of using the orange juice and pineapple juice, y'all use mustard in the NBM?
It's mustard, and I do my own rub. I got my own sauce, and like now we're gonna rub these things, put them up, and they'll go on tonight for about 9 to 10 hours, and I'll take care of them through the night, and then in the morning and finished product, it'll be
ready to roll.
I'd sure like to take that 1500 home with me.
Yeah. Now, you know what I always say, and this is always the truth, NBN cooks can cook in any sanctioning body anywhere and cook any kind of meat.
I learned from the best.
That's right. NBN's got Mike Mills, Chris Lilly, Yazzie Delta Q, Melissa Cookson,
Scott McDaniel,
Boar's Night Out.
I learned from the best.
And if you look around at all the big comps, like the big world championships, if they enter, they're going to be in the top five. But, you know, you get some of the most sanctioned bodies to try to come over into,
right.
You know, they won't.
Right.
So,
right.
You know,
right.
NBN cooks are the best in the world. But, well, I won't hold you up. I know you're busy.
Shake your hand, but I can't. And I appreciate it. Just wish me luck.
What's your name?
I'm Bill. Bill Street.
Bill Street, yes, from sir. Main Street.
Barbecue.
If I do a big 1, 2, 3, will you do a hell yeah with me?
You got
hell
it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, from Main Street Barbecue, man. NBN cooks going SBN. I tell you, man, they know how to work that meat in the NBN. You know, the NBN competition, they cost a lot. The pork is expensive. You know, whole hogs, whole shoulders. Shoulders are heavier than other pieces of meat. And we can't do a ribs. They do, you know, they do have people who won national championship in ribs or whatever. But, man, now we're over here with some KCBS judges who have went competition. How are we doing tonight, buddy?
Sometimes it's easier to judge it than what it is to cook it.
I noticed y'all trying to get your grill going there. And
there's no on-off switch.
Now, they've got a TNT smoker they borrowed from my main man over there from, what is it?
Jim Berg with Killer Bees.
Jim Berg, Killer Bees, the Monday night radio host. And they're trying to get it cranked up right here. But we got some live television of them doing their ribs earlier and did a great job being judges. I'm sure they've seen all sorts of flavor profiles. And talk a little bit about what it's like to be a judge and then be out here cooking as far as prepping your meat. I mean, you sort of have a little head start on what you're looking for.
Well, we've got a good idea of the flavor profile that we're looking for. Like you said, we've tasted several profiles, and then we wanted to recreate some of the things we tasted. Last weekend, we actually did a practice run and tried different profiles and found one that we really liked, and something that should at least get us in the top 10. If you consider there's only 9 competitors, we should be in the top 10. But at any rate, it's a huge difference, and it's been very interesting at this part of it.
Yeah, I tell you now, what's the difficulty on getting the grill started right here? You don't have a big enough blowtorch or what?
Something to do with fire. apparently the heat source, no lighter fluid, no gasoline. I don't recall there being any rules that you couldn't use it. that's going to be the next step.
Well, I'll tell you the truth now. They say don't use lighter fluid, but, you know, Byron Mixon loves lighter fluid. Did you know that?
Does he really?
Yeah.
He uses a bag of match light to start his fire.
He don't care, man.
I've got to return this to Jim, though, and I've got to return it in the same flavor that he gave it to me in. I don't think he'd appreciate lighter fluid.
Yeah, that's true. I want to congratulate Myra Mixon. He won big, big last week down in the FBA, folks. And Myra went to the trailer at 4 o'clock in the morning and did not come out until the last turn-in. And there's several people told me that. And I'm going to tell you something. He truly is the championship barbecue cook that he claims to be. And, you know, we got to give Myron a lot of credit. He's done a lot for barbecue pit masters. And, you know, he's really been the spearhead and the one plow in the front for the rest of us to come on and latch on to this thing. And congratulations, Myron's and Jack's Old South, for your huge win last weekend. And we're really proud of you, and we appreciate everything you do and all that. So, well,
you know, when he gets inside that trailer and doesn't come out, you expect some serious results from that.
Dillon, Georgia. He went in the trailer and didn't come out, and
that's
he won
fact.
That one.
That's
yeah.
a fact.
You were there too on that one, weren't you?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, you
I
did?
Missed that one. I was in Franklin afterwards and did a competition for that.
It seemed like I've seen you a lot. You was in Greenwood, and I don't know, everywhere I looked, you was there.
It's the website.
BBQSuperstars.com.
Go to BBQSuperstars.com, but when you get home, because they're broadcasting live.
We got live television and live radio this weekend. Man, I can't wait till the awards tomorrow. Hey, you want to say anything to all the barbecue teams before we do?
I'm tied up right now, okay?
No. Okay. Does anybody have fire? We need fire.
They're trying to get it cranked up. We wish y'all a lot of luck tonight. And a lot of times when you have adversity, that's when you win. So don't get too down. You probably pull it out and win the whole thing.
It's only a challenge. It's only a challenge. We can beat all challenges.
I heard that. All right, we're going to come over here with Southern Sauce. Southern Sauce, 706-513-6848. Now, this was somebody in his family's recipe. Now, who was that?
It's Porter Fleming. My mother made this sauce.
Porter Fleming.
Yeah, and my mother, Martha Fleming, made this sauce years ago. And all the kids in the neighborhood would come running down the street when she was cooking ribs. And,
Woo-wee, that's good. Good Lord. Can I see that bottle just for a minute? Watch this.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
All right.
Now, folks, I got the top 100 list of the number one barbecue sauces in the world. You know, I put that together. It took me a year to do it. That there could be in the top 10 very, very easily.
We got some wings over here we're cooking on this new egg smoker.
Oh, Lord. Well, let me just step over there and take a little look at it. This boy can flat cook, folks. Whoa, look at them beautiful wings.
They're about ready. We're going to get them out of there and cool them off where everybody can get at them.
Sounds good, man. These guys are cooking a bunch of wings, and they got the Southern Sauce on there. And how can somebody go about getting a big old gallon of man, now, folks, don't buy no quart. You need to buy a gallon, that's all.
You got it. Just give us a call, and we'll get your order in and ship it straight to you. Just let me know how much you need. We'll get it to you.
Man, that sounds good to me. 706-513-6848. That is the number to call. I tell you, Georgia got the best barbecue in the country, and that fella right there just stacked it up. Man, that Southern Sauce is good. Okay, I'll come back and get one of their wings here in just a little bit. And now, Ultimate Tailgater BBQ is here this weekend. I would like to interview him. But he's at the South Carolina baseball game this weekend. The University of South Carolina is opening up their baseball season. Now, you know, the last 3 years they won the national championship twice. And the third year, which was last year, they played for the national championship again. So University of South Carolina is in it to win it. They're always in the top rung of all baseball and all barbecue. Now, you know, if you go to Barbecue Superstars YouTube channel, about 7 or 8 videos down, We got Killer Bees Barbecue video up there. And I'm standing here in the Killer Bees Barbecue camp right now. And we're looking around to try to find a fella who is in the video. I think he's over here. And he said, the barbecue pit masters, he said, if you don't let Killer Bees in the barbecue pit masters, we're coming for you. I'm going to try to get him on the radio right now so we can talk a little bit about that video. And of course, they did not get selected. And there he is. We have it over here to catch up with him now. And here is the man himself.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we shot a certain video probably, I don't know how long, a month ago?
Maybe.
And Killer Bees Barbecue was trying to get on Barbecue Pitmasters.
Yeah.
And there was these three fellas there called the...
Smokeurity.
Smokeurity. And they're part of the Killer Bees company that does a lot of business up here in the Augusta and the upstate of Georgia area. And I just want to know, were you the fella that said that if you don't let us on Pitmaster something?
We're coming for you.
Ooh.
And we're definitely coming for you.
Oh.
One way or the other, we're coming.
Now, I
this
can't...
is the CSRA, Central Savannah River Area.
Oh, is that what this
That's
is?
That's what this is, Central Savannah River Area.
Okay.
It don't matter.
CSRA.
It don't matter. Kill bees are still coming for you.
Now, I noticed you didn't get in, so, uh-oh.
Somebody needs to look out, man, because we're definitely on the move. We're looking, huh?
What happens when you hit the
zebra button?
Yeah.
Now, folks, I got a new camera, and I ain't got a clue on some of this stuff. And I don't believe nothing happens.
What happens when you hit the zebra button?
Go ahead.
The monkey jumped
back. A little 70 came up. That was it.
Oh, is that it?
Uh-oh, what
are
we trying? Something new over there?
Trying,
you
got a zebra button on him.
I'm
trying to turn
him
into a zebra.
What?
Who now?
Hey, wouldn't that be funny? Poof.
I almost got a button on
him. All right, folks, I want to mention something else to you. We've got one of the winners here, but Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. There is another major television show is coming out now, Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. And I tell you, the FBA is a special barbecue organization. They're really close. They're a bunch of good guys. You know, it's about having fun down there, but it's about cooking championship barbecue. And I really have a lot of respect for the people in the FBA. And if you go in front of Barbecue Superstars and kind of look toward the bottom, you'll see the point standing currently on Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. And we had a lot of fun shooting it. We had a lot of fun making it into a television show. Now, of course, I got my live cameras now. On March 8th, we'll be traveling back down to Florida in Claremont, Florida, and we'll be shooting a live episode of Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. Now, Dana Hillis is the main organizer of this event, and he's the main backbone of the whole system there. And it's a concept he came up with. Now, it's not as much pork and straight-up barbecue. It's a little bit of everything. And some of the cooks, you know, got as much as like 30 or 40 ingredients, including jalapeno peppers and cream cheese, sausage, pork loin cut up, so it's like boneless pork chops. In one segment, they had fantail shrimp, fish, salmon, scallops. I mean, it was a whole line of stuff in seafood, and they had three rounds on Friday. They'll have two rounds. That'll be four teams, two apiece in each round going head-to-head. But then on Saturday, they'll have the finale. And the finale, of course, will be between the two winners of the first two rounds. Winner take all. And it was a lot of fun. It was fun to see barbecue championship cooks who are able to cook more than just barbecue. These fellas right here could cook, you know, just anything you put in front of them. And, of course, Thomas Sadica, who happens to be a lawyer in Tampa, he made some Italian cuisine out of the products and the stuff they gave him. And it was really something that he made these sauces that were so wonderful out of the ingredients that they, you know, were able to get. So Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction, if you're a barbecue team out there and you didn't make it on Pitmasters, you've never been on Chopped, you have the opportunity anytime you want to travel to Florida. Now, I don't think Big Papa is against holding these competitions anywhere in the country. If you've got a big event somewhere and you'd like for Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction to come to your event, then get in touch with Dana Papa Hillis. Now, if you go to the Barbecue Superstars website and look at the bottom, it says events and then it says scores. If you hit events, it'll show you all the events that are coming up on Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction right now, but yours could be scheduled right there along with the rest of them. And we want to get a national championship going with this. There's no reason. I've got the point structure right there. You know, we could have cook-offs like that all the way up until maybe August or September, and then we could have a big finale. I'd be willing to shoot it all. We could have a big television, radio, live, and recorded shows all the way through for Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. I tell you, the whole part about it is fun. Like on Chopped, you get 30 minutes. On Big Papa's, you get an hour and 45 minutes. And it's about having fun, you know. I think one of the funniest things that was said was by Unknown Barbecue, and the father, Papa Clark, said, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I don't know. They were always saying something. You know, anyway, it was so much fun. We had a good time. And try to plug in the Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. All right, we are live in Augusta, Georgia. We've got the live television going. I mean, we are broadcasting live right now as the teams are out here getting their stuff together to compete this weekend here at the Southern Barbecue Network competition. We're down on 555 Reynolds Street, and we are enjoying ourselves. Everybody's having a good time, and got some fire rings going. We've got some smokers going. The man over there is Southern Sauce. He's got a bunch of chicken wings he's cooked. And I tell you what, there's nothing like a barbecue competition on Friday night. So, you know, go to the Barbecue Superstars website and look up Barbecue Superstars live feed. Now, look, friends, it's $10 for 10 days. If you subscribe to Barbecue Superstars live television for 10 days right now, in the next 10 days, you'll get the full competition and results tomorrow, ending at 4 o'clock. And then next week, starting on Tuesday, we'll be down at the National Barbecue Association. There'll be a tour going on Monday and Tuesday. We're going to follow those tours. You'll be able to watch both the tours live. And on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll be shooting live classes that they're going to give. We're going to shoot some judges' cooks classes. And then there'll, of course, be the big meeting, the big meal, and the keynote speaker this year We'll be shooting all that live on Friday. And then on Saturday, the big highlight of the event, the Shed Barbecue and Blues Joint is going to be presenting the Butcher Shop. And the Butcher Shop is going to consist of a live hog in the morning being butchered and then laid up on the cooker and cooked and hopefully being ready to eat by 5 o'clock. So it's going to be something that, you know, hasn't been done in a long time. It's going to be something that I'm afraid is being lost because of the big processing plant and, you know, all the meat that's available through professional means. And, you know, we don't want you to miss that. We're going to shoot that live. Of course, there's going to be a barbecue sauce contest and a barbecue contest on site. And, you know, it's kind of a big deal for who wins those barbecue contests, barbecue sauce contests up there, because, you know, some of the best in the world will show up and bring the best that they have. And I tell you what, folks, it's something that, you know, you don't want to miss. And if you can't make it, which is so close now, I figure that pretty much everybody who's going to go is going to be there. Pay $10 for 10 days right now on Barbecue Superstars, and you'll be able to watch it all for free as it happens live next week. Now, if you want to go ahead and subscribe, you can subscribe for $10 a month. I mean, that's not a whole lot of money, and I'm going to try to go to 4 events every month. You'll get the live results every month, every week, every Saturday or Sunday, whenever the live results are being produced. We will be able to broadcast them in high definition. Now, the one thing about Barbecue Superstars Live is I spent the money. I got a big-time camera. I got a big-time broadcaster. I got a big-time satellite hookup. Folks, I didn't play around. If you go watch right now what I'm broadcasting, it's like you can walk in the picture. Now, my wife went and looked. You know, we've been doing a lot of testing over the last 2 weeks, and she said that, you know, it's as good a high-definition resolution as you can get on any of the major networks like CBS, NBC, Fox, but the other side of that, folks, is it's not cheap. And so I'm not out here shacking up a competition to make something up. Folks, I'm out here where the heat's at, where it's really hot, and that's right here in the middle of a real comp. These folks have paid $1,000. Some of them might not have had that $1,000, but they paid it anyway. And we're right out here where the cooks are trying to turn their boxes in and win enough money to make it home, because some of these cooks out here probably haven't got enough money to get gas to make it home, but they're hoping tomorrow they can win enough money to get there. So, you know, this is the real life situation out here, and 4 times a month you can get that. That's $2.50 a weekend, where you can get a real competition in HD right here on Barbecue Superstars Live. And as you can hear, the party's getting live. Everybody's having a good time. And it don't get any better than this. You know, if you spend your Friday night at a movie or at a restaurant, it's the same old thing week after week. But, you know, you come out here, you can talk and enjoy each other. There's nothing like a good barbecue competition to go out on Friday night and enjoy and get yourself set up. And then on Saturday, turn in all your categories and everybody can see who wins, so they can see who's got bragging rights for the week. And so, folks, Barbecue Superstars Live and Barbecue Superstars is taking it to the next level. So we got live radio 6 days a week, 7 if you include Saturday, which we won't be broadcasting results on the Barbecue Superstars radio anymore. All results will be shifted over to the Barbecue Superstars live television. It's better to watch it in HD and see who actually walks across the stage than it is to try to hear it on the radio Barbecue Superstars live television will bring you all full results for wherever we're at. Now, if you're an organization that wants to bring me in to shoot your competition, we can do that too. It's going to cost a little more because it's live television now, but we'd be more than willing to bring in our HD cameras and shoot your whole competition and do your live results. We'll do the cook's meeting. I did the cook's meeting today, and then we'll can shoot the turn in, shoot the judging a little bit, and then come out and shoot the results. And folks, I tell you, shooting the turn in can be a very explosive situation. And if you're willing to do that at your competition, shoot the turn in, it will put you on the map. There's one competition that has been put on the map because of that situation, and it's not bad. I mean, it is a competition, and people got to obey the rules. So it's just a thing that happens as part of the game. And we can bring you that live on Barbecue Superstars live television. And I tell you what, it's a different world we're living in now. You don't have to beg the network to let you on live television. Barbecue Superstars will put you there for free. So just let me know where you want me to go. Pay a little money so I can pay the way there. And guess what? We will come down there and shoot you live. Now, BK Barbecue's on live television right now. He's live on the radio, too. And BK, we got to get you on here before we go, buddy. I mean, man, what you think? I mean, it seems like we're on top of the world. We got live TV, live radio, Lang Barbecue Smokers. Could it get any better than it is right now?
Well, it could, but we can't talk about it on live. it has turned out to be a beautiful occasion and a beautiful night here. I didn't really know about the location. I had never been here before, but it's a really nice location. We got this big steep hill behind us with the river's on the other side. We got some beautiful scenery here. I think there's about 20 teams here. We're getting in the mood. We had a little music on earlier. Fixed to put a little bit more on. Got a fire going and just hanging out with Daryl. And there are two jars of moonshine on the table over there, as you can see. Hopefully you're watching at home. If this thing works, does it work?
Yeah, it works. It's 18, man. Whoa.
But yeah, we're going to have a good time tonight. It's going to be a great weekend. And we will see y'all tomorrow live from Augusta, Georgia.
4 p.m. Make sure you're there. 4 p.m. sharp. I'll be on probably all afternoon anyway. Try to get in there and pull it up by 3:30 so you don't miss anything. 4 p.m. tomorrow, the first time, HD, you will be able to watch live results on Barbecue Superstars Live. Just go to barbecuesuperstars.com, three things down, you'll see the first Barbecue Superstars Live. Oh, now, I've got a few tabs that I made. Now, I got a tab there for Rate the Band. I'll go to some of these comps, and I know some of these comps, the bands are a little so-so. And I've got a form for you to go and put down what event it was and what the band's name was and that they were really good or real bad. The rating system is all the way from hell yeah to 1 through 10, and then at the end, no way, get out. So below 10 is, like, terrible. Number 1 is the best. Number 10, now I switched it around backwards, because I want to make it a different rating system so people, will understand when you say, well, it was the number one. Well, you're number one, that's the Barbecue Superstars rating system. But we got the Rate the Band page. Now, I'm probably going to end up shooting some bands at different events because in the evening, when the cooks get to cooking and competing, we put the band on. It'd be fun to watch. Hey, there's some good bands out there. We'll shoot them, let them come over live. So it'll be some great entertainment on Friday nights and on Saturdays sometimes. And so we got Rate the Bands. And we also have Where Do You Want Me to Go? Now, if you subscribe to Barbecue Superstars, then you'll have the right to vote on where I go. You got a right to try to direct me on where I spend the money that you use to subscribe. So you're not just out there, you spent $10, you got no say in where I go. Or if you spend $100 and get 15 months, or $100 and get 12 months after the first whatever number subscribed, then, you know, you get 15 or 20 of your buddies to subscribe and then write in that they want me to go to this certain event. And I don't care if it's at Washington State or in Canada, I will make it there, and I will shoot your event live. This camera works just about all the way around the world now. Honduras and, good God, some of the places in those third world countries, that the camera probably won't work, but in all the industrialized nations, my HD camera should work, and we'll be more glad to travel to wherever you want us to go.
We'll
And then we'll be more than glad to head out there and take off. Well, this is Daryl from Marquee Superstar coming to you live from Columbus, Georgia. We've had a good time tonight. We hope you've enjoyed it. And look, folks, if you subscribe, I mean, good things are going to happen. I'm going to put the real comps on there. You know, there's only a handful of people. 17 teams got picked from Barbecue Pitmasters this past time. And, you know, Chopped and those, you know, four or five people actually got on national television. I am streaming into where national television is. So I can put 50 teams a weekend on national television. If it's a big comp, I mean, if you know, got a lot of people that they bring up on stage, I could put 100 teams. You know what else is I can get more of the national people in the middle of the mainstream of the comps. And one thing I was disappointed to hear from someone who was on the radio show, well, we looked at 20 different competitions and we couldn't figure any cohesion out for the sponsors. And, man, that's a bunch of hogwash. You know, the 1,000 comps, you know, IBCA, FBA, KCBS, GBA, you know, IBCA big time. You can pick out any 20 or 30 of those comps, and any sponsor would be willing to put those 30 together and help out with the payment, you know, with the event, with what's going on there. I mean, there is cohesion. The fact is you pulled your cooker out there, and guess what? You started cooking. So that's cohesion enough for me. So let's work together. Let's make this happen. I've already made it happen. I'm standing here looking at this big camera right now, and I tell you, shoot, it's an exciting time in barbecue. I don't play, folks. I'll get out there and I'll shoot the whole thing. And I want you to know I love every one of you. And it's Daryl from Barbecue Superstar saying, I hope you have a good night. Cook some barbecue. If you don't know how, go to barbecuesuperstars.com and look under the Barbecue Super Pack, and it won't take you long to learn. All right, we've had a good time. We are out, and y'all have a good night.